Brady Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. The Ikarim are very important. The Loshon of the Rambam, the Pesha Mishnayis, which we'll see, we'll get to. Now just look at the Loshon. Ashiyamin Adam Eliyah Yosoidus Kulov and his Boroboy Monosov Hashem. Person believes in these things, in these foundations, and is bara bo imunose v'Hashem, and it's clear to the imunin Hashem, who nichnas beklal Yisrael. He's a chelok of klal Yisrael. V'afilo osa aveirus rabbis. Even if he does many, many aveirus, aval yesh lo chelok lam haba. He has a chelok in olam haba. But if a person trips up in one of these foundations, he's not part of Klal Yisrael, but Kaifa Be'ika, Venikra Tzaduki, Vapikairis, Vakaitim Minatias, etc., etc. Cities of Israel that hold you have a mitzvah to hate him. Serious, serious stuff here dealing with the Yud Gimel Ikarim. So we've decided to try and at least get a bit of avon, a bit of understanding, try and understand what the Yud Gimel Ikarim are. We're going to start at the beginning, just the nature of the Sefer, with Tchias HaMeisim, with the last of the Ikarim. We'll see why. And then we'll go, he gives a brief summary of each one. I'm not going to go into the summaries, you can do them yourself. And then we'll start, we'll go through each one, the Seder, from the first of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, that starts on Daf Lamed Tes. And we'll go through the Sefer, Mr. Shem, we'll have Siyata Nishmaya to finish.
The Sefer is available upstairs at 40 shekels.
So anybody who wants to buy the Sefer, I don't know if it's been translated to English yet, but the Hebrew copy is available for 40 shekels. Pesach Dover, introduction. Chias HaMeisim Ika Ikarim. The Ika of all the Ikarim is the last. Usually we start at the beginning. In Torah, we always start at the beginning. The beginning contains everything. We'll do that, but before we do that, we're going to start at the end, which is a bit unusual, but you'll see why. When an architect wants to build a house, he has to do three things. There are three stages. First of all, he has to say, what do I need this house for? Am I building this house for a family to live in? Am I building this house for a couple to live in? Am I building this house for a dog to live in? What kind of house are you building here? Oh. בשלב שני הוא משרת את כיצד יראה המבנה הכללי של הבית כפי היועד המבקש. Second of all, he plans and organizes and draws up the plan for what the house is going to look like based on what his goal is. ובשלב השני הוא בונה את הבית על כל פרוטות. In the third stage, he takes the house and he builds it according to all the pressing he has. But he first has to know what he wants the house for. בדרך זו נהגנו גם בספרנו זה. In this paper, we started also like that. Chile sidanu maima hamaima nuchi hamavar is hamatara vayad shalom mevakshim ikarim lagia. First, we're going to discuss the yisod that all the yisodis are trying to get you to. Where are the yud gimel ikarim trying to get us to? What's the goal? Lachmikan sidanu maima hamalamed is hamivne aklali shalei ikarim. Afterwards, we organize and we learn the building, the general principles of the ikarim. See ikarim beklaliyot, general overview of the klalim. Va'akachach sidanu mamorim avorim kol ikel pratos. And then we take the mamorim and we bring out all of them in each one's detail. So we're going to start now with the Chias HaMeisim. That's the goal. That's where we're headed. Then we'll have a brief overview of all the mamorim, and then we'll go through each one in all its detail. Emunas Chias HaMeisim, says the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, Chias HaMeisim miyusod miyusoida Moshe Rabbeinu v'Shalom. Chias HaMeisim is one of the foundations of the foundations of Moshe Rabbeinu v'Shalom. Va'ein das v'lo dveikas v'das yudit l'mini shalom amin. And there is no das, there's no religion, there's no cleaving to religion of the Jews for someone who doesn't believe in Chias HaMeisim. We need to meditate and understand these words of the Rambam. All the other ikarim that deal with the metzias of Hashem and yichud Hashem and Torah coming from Shemayim, understand? Kol elu haim yisoidus shebaladayim ein efshirut shetiye shaykes shel adam el hadas yehudit. You understand? If you don't believe in Hashem, if you don't believe in Torah min Hashemayim, so then what Yiddishkeit are you connected to? If there's no imuna in the boy oilam. So who must have you to believe in the mitzvah? This is nothing. Blia Torah ain't mitzvah of blia imuna schavonish. And there's no schavonish. You understand that? If there's no schavonish, there's no chiyuv to keep the Torah. Correct. Understand, those are the foundations of Das Yehudit. You have to understand what's so important about Tchias HaMeisim. What would be if I kept all the 12 Ikorim? I believe in Hashem, and I believe in Torah, and Hashem, and I believe in the Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tchias HaMeisim, no, Nishka Felach. What's going on here? I'm not a Jew, I'm not part of Klal Yisrael because of that. What's so important about Tchias HaMeisim? Vashalem mitiachesas gam leimunas bias haMashiach. She hashlav arishon she lifnei tchias haMeisim. Obviously, the question also is nogaya to Mashiach, which is the first stage of tchias haMeisim. I'm cutting the cake here generally. There's a big machlokes, the Rambam and the Rambam. Exactly at Chias HaMeisim, and he was both a Mashiach and a Lama Ba works. I'm going to deal with it generally. I'm not going into that machlokes. Usually he followed the Derech Hashem, which passes like the Rambam. The Chias HaMeisim is a Lama Ba. Okay, I'm just pointing out those of you who learned the Sugya. No, that's not the Rambam. There's not going to Nogaya exactly what all the Pratim are. When you go into the Pratim later, we'll deal with it. But I'm saying at this stage, I'm not going into that Machloikas. The Machloikas is not so big, by the way. The Machloikas on terminology. Exactly. But it's the Machloikas is not as big as it seems. The three Devri Rambam, Sheklal, Gam, Etimunus, Tchias HaMeisim, B'yud Gimini Korim Nimsa. According to the Rambam, who has Tchias HaMeisim, one of the Yud Gimli Korim, so somebody who believes in all the 12 Ikorim, he's the biggest Boki, he believes, he's got them, he'll give his life for those 12 Ikorim, yeah? And he's Makayim Ula Mitzvahs, and he serves Hashem Lishmo. And he believes in reward in Olam Haba as well. The kol oifen who ma'amin b'tchias ha'meisim, he doesn't hold of tchias ha'meisim so much. Harei hu nechshav l'koifen v'apikoyrus. He's a koifen and a apikoyrus. With all the consequences that come. He can't get tzaruf into a minyan, he can't get an aliyah. And all that. V'yaitem miklal Yisrael v'ein lo chelek l'olam haba. The Yishuv, the Tama Dover, this needs understanding and needs clarification. Madua law died in Munas Kha Hanashomas for Ganaiden. Why is it not enough to have Timuna in Kha that Hanashomas can have in Ganaiden? Why do I have to believe it? Tchias HaMeisim, Madua Yesh, Sayyid, the Munas Tchias HaMeisim, Kazayi Dabek, the Zaha Yudi. What is so important about Tchias HaMeisim? Yesh Gamli's Boyman, but Mahus Boyfan Ascha, and a Kabul Bay Sahib. We also have to meditate on the essence and the type of reward that a person will get at this time. The Chayra Ascha Ruchoni Shalayla Mabai, Yechel Lina Ten Rakhli Neshoma. The Chayra Ascha Vala Mabai, you can only give to a Neshoma. Don't give it to a goof. Goof's got no Shaykh to Gan Eden. She Chenek Elokai Mimayel. That's the Neshoma which is part of Hashem. Viva Chinu Ruchoni Shechel Izabek Vashem. It's only the neshama that can be harnessed miziv hashchina in olam haba. In kain teisa yechel aguf lahaynos matanugim ruchanim shelolam atchias hameisim. How's the goof going to benefit and have pleasure from the enormous spiritual reward you're going to get in tchias hameisim? Amnam miziv zu goof at tainu chachma philosophim. It's because of this reason that the wise philosophers held that Shascha Shaykh Rak L'Neshama, they held that the Shai is only Shaykh to the Neshama. Kiradaitem Lo Titoch and the Sin of Shai Ruchani L'Guf HaShefo, which the Kuzari goes into a lot of detail showing that that's not true. That the Guf will also get reward in Tchias HaMeisim. Aleinu Lahavin, it's Indian Tchias HaMeisim Al Amitosoi. We have to understand the Sugya of Tchias HaMeisim, the Pictorius Hashkofer, Madur Vemes Lord Divers, Chash, Kiblu, and the Shomas Lach of Tirus Adam. Why is it not enough the Shah you get when you're in the Shomas? Goes to Lama Ba. Why do you have to also have a Shah in this world? Madur Tarek Lese Shah, but Tchias HaMeisim Dafka. Why do we have to get Shah in Tchias HaMeisim Dafka? So we're starting at the end. Why? Because it seems that Tchias HaMeisim is the goal. That's where we headed. So let's try and understand that. Mi ani? Ani le doidi ve doidi li. What's the most important question you have to ask in Elul? Just to find the first word in ani le doidi ve doidi li. That's all. The avodah of Elul is to define very clearly who's ani. Tuma. What am I? Ani le doidi, doidi we know. Doidi is easy. That's Hashem. Ba 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 ba. Who's ani? Who's the ani? Ani le doidi. Starts with me, Elul. Pesach starts with doidi li ve ani loy. Right? Hashem takes us out of Islam. He comes to us and takes us down. Elul Rosh Hashanah, you got to go to Hashem. You, it starts with you. You Mamlech Hashem. So who are you? Me Ani. Ani Le Doidi. Oh, good. So who's Ani? Not important. We'll deal with the Doidi first. No. Ani Le Doidi. I've got to find out who I am. Nagim Chilah, Bezat Hashem Akdama Yosoidi, Bavonis Musa Adam. Let's start with a basic fundamental understanding of what is the essence of Adam. If we know who I am, then we'll know who's going to be there. It's Chesamayim. First question the person who thinks should ask is, Miani, who am I? Yeah? Should we stop there and you go for a few weeks and think about it? Obviously not the simple understanding of the question. Who am I? What's the Ani? The Ani is the person that this morning said, of a kind of Shama should have thought of it. It said, that's who I am. I'm the person that got up this morning and celebrated the fact that I have a guf and celebrated the fact that I have an Shama. Those are those two brachas, yeah? Ashayotza is celebration of a guf, and Elokai Neshama, Shenasota being, that is the celebration of my Neshama. So that's what I am. I'm something that happens when you put a guf and a Neshama together. The Loshon of the Ramchal is called Ruach. You have guf, which is Nefesh, you have Neshama, which is Neshama. When those two come together, you get a thing called Ruach. That's me. Elokai Neshama. This thing you got, okay, let's start again. Who said the bracha this morning, Elokai Neshama, Shenasota being? Who said the bracha? No, I don't mean who, I mean you said it. So what part of you said that bracha? What part of you celebrates the fact that you have a neshama? Can't be the neshama. Neshama doesn't celebrate itself. So who said the bracha? The goof.
It was the clean or
the goof. So when you say okay, neshama shana sata b, you're talking about the goof. Your piece of steak this morning said thank you for giving me the neshama. The goof wants to go to sleep, the neshama's a nutrient trying to get him out of bed and you're thanking Hashem for the nutrient. Not the goof. Then who said Ashayotza? The goof also? The goof celebrates the steak also?
No, the goof doesn't want it.
No, so then why is the goof saying thank you for the neshama? The goof, the last thing in the world the goof wants is the neshama. The goof wants to go back to bed. And there's this nutty neshama saying, come on,
it's
going to be great.
The nefesh
is the goof.
But the nefesh was sleeping. Brother, the ruach and the neshama go up to the elyonim.
Anybody want to try something else?
Nefesh. It's the nefesh. It's part of the soul. Thank you for bringing my
idea to the soul. The ruach. You! It's not your neshama. It's not your goof. It's you.
But you.
Oh, me Ani. That's what you're trying to discover. I'm just trying to give you the geography of where you'll find this creature called Ani. It's not your neshama, it's not your goof. There's something else you have to get in touch with. You. You. Don't come up with Ramchal words yet. Respect you. No, I'm serious. Don't use the fancy words that the philosophers and the Mokovalev use because it just distracts you from them. It's me, essence. Not your neshama, it's not your goof. It's the thing that makes choices, by the way. That part of you that activates the chira and chooses to either go with the goof or go with the neshama.
That's the ruach.
Sorry, it's an interface.
That's the ruach.
Yeah, you're using fancy words again. You! As Rav Chaim Uri Freund said to me once when I asked him this question, he said, "Das ist der Mensch." The person, it's you. Ruach, from there. What do I do with the word ruach? It doesn't help me that much because I haven't gone, now I've got to go to find ruach. So for that I've got to spend another 2 years learning Derech Hashem and dive Torahs and learn all the sugyos, and I can come back here. It's easier just to get in touch with the fact that that's you, that's some essence total of who you are. And you make choices when you get drawn off your group, when you get drawn off to your neshama. When you wake up in the morning, right, and an extra hour of sleep seems mamish delicious, but at the same time there's something telling you that there's Kaddish and there's Kedusha and there's Tfilah, Berber, Tzibur, etc. etc., 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 and there's this war going on, yeah? You're in the middle of that war. You choose. Do you listen to the neshama or do you listen to the guf? When you make a choice, one way or the other, that's you made a choice. That's me, Ali. That's who I am. You're the hybrid. Okay.
You're the choice.
No, you're what makes the choice.
What
the choice is to either align myself with my neshama or align myself with my guf.
Yeah, but is that an entity?
Yes, it's you. It's all you are, really, in essence. That's who you really are.
But I thought what makes me be me and not Aaron is that I have a different purpose than Aaron. So why is
there something else? There's something else. Okay. There's purpose. Purpose. We talk about essence. Who you are neto without any purpose.
I understand. But so why is this, what's the difference between Aaron and me?
Fine. That's a good question. Okay. Very good. Because you're not the same as him. The murkab that makes up you is not the same as the
murkab. Who's the vegetable?
You come from a different place. Huh?
Who's the vegetable sitting in a chair?
Who's the vegetable? He's a person with ruach, with the same essence that has a tafkid in this world, not the same as yours, but he's got his tafkid. He's got his tafkid. Now there are many questions we can, once we define out who we are, then you've got to find out who you are. But first you've got to understand clearly what is this thing called B. This B, I'm just trying to identify where it is. It's you, that's your person. Now you've got to go find out who this person is. What am I shipping in this world for? What's my purpose? What are my desires? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are my pleasures? It's a lot of work before you discover the total totality of who I am. Basic thing is in Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem goes through this very masudah, very nasty, very, very straightforward. But it's a shock to people when they suddenly discover that they don't take 5 minutes out to discover who they really are. We make brachas every morning, we speak, we say, but never stop to think. First mitzvah in the Torah is think. Who's making the bracha? The guf's not celebrating the neshama, it's the last thing in the world he wants. The neshama can't celebrate, what? Thank you for giving me myself. So who's talking here? That's an existential crisis. That's a real serious crisis. You only wake up one morning and you don't know who you are.
Why can't we face the guf? And the guf?
The guf doesn't want a neshama, it's your biggest enemy. The guf's trying to kill the neshama.
The only thing is the guf and it's the neshama. The guf.
The guf's trying to destroy the neshama.
Who wants the neshama to go to the neshama.
But the guf doesn't want to go with the neshama. The guf's fighting the neshama, going the opposite direction. He's your biggest enemy. He's trying to kill you. So the first thing tomorrow. The biggest milchama is the drive between the guf and the neshama. If you'll continually make the right choices and the neshama will eventually mekadesh the guf, we'll see. Oh, that's amazing. Then the whole system will go up. But right now your guf's your biggest enemy. If you didn't have a guf, I promise you, quarter past nine every morning you'd be in Seder.
The biggest enemy of the neshama.
And your biggest enemy. You don't want to align with your neshama?
I assume the lines of both. We choose.
Not so poshut. When you get up in the morning, you have to go daven. Who do you align with? Both? So half of you goes to daven and half of you stays at home. That's what most people do. They send the guf to daven and the neshama stays at home. That's what most people do. Watch it, Slichas. Slichas is the prime time. Slichas is the prime time for the wrong person to be a sishtender. The guf goes off to Slichas. This is your biggest enemy, Chomrius. Without a guf, you couldn't go anywhere. You have to know how to use the guf properly. You've got to look after your horse properly. It's a horse. It's what murkab and neshama through this world. Avada. Not saying God. But if you just keep giving into the guf, that's the whole Western world. Okay, we'll see. Slowly. Okay, we've done most of what he's going to discuss here now. So, אני האמיתי, מהי המציא שלי, הגוף הנשומה. ננסה להישיב. מצד אחד, אי אפשר לא אומר שאני הוא הגוף. כי הגוף תחיל עושה מהאיפה וסריף על האיפה. Because then it's the goof, because the goof starts with that and goes back to that. Vahu mokam hataiva vaharitsainis hashvailis. And the goof is the source of all the lusts and the low desires. But if I have shalom ashu mugda kami, they call me me. Mitzach and Shama Gamu any chadit liya is mugder is kami. The Shama can't be me. Ku chayna kelo kami mal. But the Shama is a part of the Hashem. Well, Oshaych shi bochet. Pagam or chisorim. But the Shama can't have a chet, it can't have a chisorim, can't be lacking anything, and I know that I am. What I could do, Adam, who, Baal, Bechira, who all the lichtoi?
What's the next part of Hashem?
So the Shem blew into Adam, Nishma, Tafoy, a chelek of himself. Means the Shama is literally a part of Hashem. That part of the infinite, yeah, that is somehow miraculous, if you don't understand how it happens, comes into your goof, next to your goof, is an aspect of Hashem itself. What does that mean? Those are the words. And by the way, it has to be that, otherwise you can never kesher with Hashem. There's no way you could demand that in Avraham Avinu's problem. There's no way you could have a relationship with Hashem if you weren't already a part of it. Because otherwise it's not min b'mino, it's not shat. How would you ever connect to Hashem if there wasn't already an existing connection? There has to be some dimion. That's, by the way, what makes the demand v'alach the b'drachov. Hashem demands that we become like him, that we imitate him. That's the demand, because you already have a part of him in you. So that you have to build and develop. If I was a piece of steak, or I was just a created creature, and Hashem is the creator, how can you ask me to madama myself to him? So it must be before that I'm a chelek of him. That's in the Shammah. The Shammah is the actual part of Hashem. The ramifications are quite frightening, by the way. It means you possibly have infinite focus. You can't settle for being small. Yeah. You dare not settle for being small.
I also think the Shama was me also.
You thought wrong. So now you know you were wrong. So go use a final turn.
Well, we can go with our neshama, and then we can become great.
You have to follow the neshama. Yeah, yeah. You get allocated in the neshama, and you choose to go after the neshama or not.
But
this is much complicated. One second. But we're talking, first of all, you're going to discuss neshamas and goofs and nefesh. You're dealing with a very complicated sugya. Because every neshama is made up of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And look, complicated sugya in Kabbalah. I'm just dealing with this very, very superficial. This is the Ramchal Akri Derech Hashem, Losna Pashtonim. Defines it very clearly as Guf, Neshama, and Me, the Ruach, which is really Bechira. That's the working definition. But you're right, the Sugya is most of the Sifra Kabbalah, most of the study Kabbalah is on the Sugya. I'll just tell you one thing that'll make you feel a little bit better is that Neshama, that Yudke Vavke, that part of Yudke Vavke, okay, goes all the way down to the bottom of your feet. It goes all the way into the lowest levels of your group. You'll find a little stick of Kedusha of a Kodesh Baruch Hu there as well. It has to be that way. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any life force. That's why the bottom of the feet is the most deadest part of the body, because it has the least amount of life side of it. That's why it's so insensitive. That's why this generation is called Ikkus and the Mashiach. The bottom of the foot of the construction, the edifice of the human being. We're coming to the end of time. Time also follows that pattern. So we exist in Mashiach, the most insensitive generation that ever lived. Because we're the furthest generation that ever was from the last. That's the bottom of the feet. There's one thing we respond to very well. Tickling. The bottom of the foot responds to only one thing, and it's not a coincidence. A very deep is sort of what this generation is. It's a generation that can be tickled, but feels very little else. Walk around and have a look. MSA Latmo. What is this thing called me? Ruach Mamala, but didn't record mine in the room of those that Tshuva. Tani Atsiniu Sa'adam. The Tani, this unique essence of this person. Who are chen v'chine mimutza bein neshama v'aguf. It's that which comes about as a result of combining the neshama and the guf together. V'uni kram v'shon chachma emes ruach. Who are the chachma emes? The kubalis. They're called chachma emes, and that's called ruach. Al derech hakosu v'yifach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Hashem blew into his apov. Nishmas chayim, vi adam le nefesh chayim, and he became a nefesh chayim. The case of a tagum unkelus v'nafach v'afoy nishmaso de chayim, who's adam le ruach mamalo. Unkelus translates that nefesh as ruach. Avoy mekika adam hu ruach. The ika adam is ruach. Anam ruach hashiyanu medabri malaya hi bechina ruchni. We don't mean a ruchni is dika concept yet. Achin yonam makfil v'doy mele ruach hanoi shavos bebriya. However, it is similar and can be compared to what we see in the world as ruach. It's called ruach in a ruchni sense, but it's teaching us something that we can learn from the physical. Kishem shal ruach v'oy lam agodol menia et ha'ananim u'ma'avira itam v'makom l'kmakom. The same way as the wind in the world stops the clouds and moves them from place to place. V'hum sugalas gam lahaziz la'aniyah chafatzim. Some winds can even move houses. Yeah, yeah, these tornado things. Well, the wind moves stuff. Yeah, take seeds from here, take little things, big things. If you do a rock, sorry, they can destroy whole towns. It's how the ruach in Adam works. Because Adam is an oilam kotter, and therefore he has a ruach blowing in him. The ruach is what works and moves the bechina of nefesh. The he manhiga umobilo et ha'adam l'derech ha'toiva. It's what drives man and steers him in the correct direction. Umavurba kadmanim sheba ruach nimtzav koyach ha'she'ifa shel adam. The yearnings and the strivings we have, you'll find that in ruach. The poel toiva l'aisit mitzvah. The yearning to do good and to mitzvahs, that yearning that we have to do good, that is in ruach. The koyach hametzof and shelo laisei saveirus uli hitnag b'yoshu u'b'haginoi. And not to do a virus and to correct ourselves properly is hidden there in the ruach. To the extent that a person works to get his ruach to rule over his body, he's doing more and more the rotzen of Hashem. But if he allows his ruach to be drawn after the chomeriyot, the physicality of his body, but if he goes off his goof more and more and more, he can turn himself into a behemoth kipshuter. The ikka scha that a person is going to get is going to be klappa his ruach. Because it was that essence of the person that chose to do good, or chalila the opposite. Not the goof of the neshama. The goof is mukhra, it's imperative that it's going to be drawn off the bed, because that's who it is. Because he's chaymrius and he goes off the chaymrius, which is wrong. Lumas the neshama mukhras tami the toy. The neshama can only be good, it's a part of Hashem. Ain't toiv yaitzim yizeh, there's no better toiv than Hashem. So how's the neshama going to be drawn off anything other than toiv? So you can't punish the goof because the goof is doing what it does, and you can't punish the neshama because you can't reward the neshama because it's doing what it's doing. So who's shaykh reward? That which chose to do good or the opposite. That's the essence of a human being, and that's called ruach, and that's called ani.
Where's the
ruach? Where's the ruach? At the bottom of the page. I need you to sign.